Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6. Where we'll be for a few moments tonight. I want to look at two verses. It's verse number 2 and verse number 5 out of Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians 6. Notice, if you would, in verse number 2, the Bible says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And then verse number 5 says kind of a similar statement, but almost contradictory, and I'll explain. He says in verse number 5, "For every man shall bear his own burden." In verse number 2, the Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens. But then in verse number 5, the Bible tells us to bear our own burdens. Tonight I want to talk to you on the simple subject, but yet complex subject, and that of burdens. One word, the word burdens. I said that there seems to be a contradiction here, but there's not. In verse 2, he tells us to bear one another's burdens, Paul does. And then he says in verse number 5, "For every man shall bear his own burdens." So what is he talking about? Well, of course, the subject is burdens, but there are at least two classes of burdens in life. Number one, there are the burdens that we share, and that's with others. But then there's that other class of burdens, and that's the class of burdens we bear. We cannot share with others. And so there's two classes. There's no contradiction here. There's the things in life where we feel like we can share with others. Those are some kind of burdens. There's different burdens. There's different ways that they show themselves. But then there's some burdens that we just can't share with anybody. They're only things that we can bear. The other day, in fact, I believe it was Monday, I ran into an old friend at the gas station, and he told me, he said, in the past 6 years, he said, we've lost 5 relatives, within those 6 years, he also had his first child, but yet got separated from the baby's mother. And on top of that, he said, 3 of our, meaning mine and his, old friends had passed away, 3 of them in their 30s. One of them passed away in prison, and 2 of them had massive heart attacks when they were sleeping. These are a lot of burdens, and he began to explain the burdens he was bearing and going through for the past 6 years. But also, as we mentioned our prayer list tonight, there's a lot of burdens around here. A lot of burdens have been shared lately. But at the same time, there's a lot of burdens that haven't been shared, that only an individual can bear, can deal with. They may not feel like explaining that burden. Or it's something having to do with their body that only they can put up with and carry. And so tonight, I want to just mention 3 things about the subject of burdens. And I hope it'll be a help and a blessing to all of us as we live from day to day. Number one, as I said a moment ago, in verse number 2, there's burdens you can share. He says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Now, the word burdens here, it's a good thing to do word studies, because the English word here and the Greek word back in the day, so to speak, Bible days, can really carry different meanings. So you got to get to the root word. But the Greek word for the word burdens is baros. And the word baros means something heavy. And so Paul is saying we are to bear one another's burdens, the things in life that are heavy upon us. We're to help lift that load. Now, you've heard it said, and I've heard it said before, but that a load is only half a load when two are carrying it. If someone has a burden that is shared is only half a load when two people are carrying it. And so tonight we're encouraged to bear one another's heavy loads. And no doubt, like I said a moment ago, our prayer list is filled with burdens in hospital, people in the hospital, surgeries coming, people recovering from surgery, you know, been to the funeral home several times, all kinds of burdens, and we're to bear those burdens, the Bible says in verse number 2. Excuse me. Heard a story one time of a woman that got on a bus with a very heavy basket. And she got in her seat and she put that heavy basket in her lap. There was a man next to her that noticed she was stressed and feeling the heaviness of that basket. The nice man said, "Ma'am, if you were to just put that heavy basket on the floor, the bus will carry the load." You see, that man was helping her with her burden. She put the heavy basket on the floor, and she was stress-free, and that bus was carrying her load. And, you know, that's through the idea of what we're to do. She would never have thought about putting that heavy basket on the bus floor unless that man would have intervened. And that's the same way with our heavy load. Just like a heavy basket, it's a heavy load. And a load that is shared is half as light. Now, the word burden or the word baros here in verse number 2, bear ye one another's burdens, can also mean fault. It can also mean infirmity. It can also mean tension. It can mean grief. In fact, in the Bible, the word burden is translated 11 different times in the original language, explaining exactly what a burden can be. And so we just read that a burden can be a heavy load. It can be a fault. It can be an infirmity. It can be tension, or it can be grief. Now, all of these are shareable burdens. Fault, infirmity, tension, grief. These are shareable burdens. And these things are heavy loads upon us. There may be an infirmity of the flesh. That's a heavy load. There may be tension mentally. That's a heavy load. There may be some kind of grief. That's a heavy load. But notice in verse number 1, we see that a burden can also be a fault. He says in verse number 1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Now, the word fault here literally means to fall down. It means to stumble or fall aside. Talking about someone who's overtaken in a fault, someone who has stumbled, someone who has fell to the side, someone who has backslid, someone who is overtaken. He used the word overtaken. Overtaken in a fault. And so he says that a fault means to fall aside, stumble. It means to fall down. Now, look at the word restore. We're about to see how that we can share one another's burdens. The word restore here literally means to reset a bone. It means for a doctor to reset a bone. So it says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, or if a man stumbles, ye which are spiritual, reset him," he says. Reset him. He doesn't say to strong arm him or her, does he? No, he says to reset him, restore him. And we see here through this idea, he says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault," a person stumbles, a person sins, or a person backslides, "ye which are spiritual, restore such a one." Don't strong arm him, but spiritually set him, such a one, in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now, the word restore, again, it means to set, as a doctor would reset a broken bone. And how does a doctor do that? Tenderly, gradually, patiently, steadily. A doctor doesn't see a broken bone and just gets mad and angry and says, "You fool, just slap that thing together." No. But number one, that doctor knows, because a doctor is an expert, that he has to have patience. He has to be calm. He has to be sure. He has to think about the patient And what he does is he slowly resets that which has been broken. And you see, this is a picture of sharing one another's burdens or bearing one another's burdens. Again, the word burden is seen in verse number one through a fault. Someone who has failed, someone who has slipped, someone who has stumbled spiritually. That can be a burden to somebody. Somebody can be overwhelmed with a burden of their sin or overwhelmed at the burden of their lack of being steadfast for the Lord. Maybe they're not where they want to be spiritually as they were at one time in their life. And so they're burdened. Well, it's our job to come alongside of them and help restore them tenderly, gradually, as a doctor resets a bone. And we're to do this because we look to ourselves and say, this could be me. Look what he says. He says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, ye which are mature, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, gentleness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You see, we're to go alongside someone who has slipped or stumbled, or someone who is not as steadfast as they used to be, someone who is overly burdened, who's been overtaken by the cares of this world, and we are to say, you know what, that could be me tonight. You know, that could be me who slipped. That could be me who's out of church. That could be me who had fell and fallen. But it's not me. But I have to live my life like it could be me. And I have to fortify myself and protect myself. And in the meantime, look for those who have fallen and just channel all my energy into them and help restore them. It's the ministry of restoration is what it's called. And those of us who have been restored to Jesus, that's all of our ministry, is to help those who are broken. So we see that there's burdens that we must share, number one. There's burdens you can share. He says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And we said that the word burdens here, it means heaviness, it means weight, it means something heavy. And we see that heaviness can be a fault, but also that heaviness, the burden, it could also be grief. It could be grief. Now, when I say grief, what I mean by grief is it can be devastating news to someone. It can be the loss of someone that they've loved. It can be a bad health report. It can be, I don't know, it can be anything. It can be just grief. It can be something you're grieving, something that there's a loss in your life you're grieving. And the word grief literally means devastating news, something that has devastated you. And this is opportunity to bear one another's burdens. They could have a weight, a heavy load of grief upon them. And when I think about heavy loads and I think about grief and I think about coming alongside of someone and helping their load, I think about Job. Turn, if you would, to the Old Testament, the book of Job. Job chapter number 2. Everybody knows the story of Job. Job was handling his business and he was tending, you know, all of his responsibilities, making sacrifices in the morning for sacrifices, offerings. Bible says Job was a just man. He was a mature man. Bible actually uses the word perfect man, but he was just upright. All of these great things about Job, and we know that the devil came and through the permission of God really laid into his life. And Job lost his finances, he lost his family, he lost everything, and now he's losing his health. And in chapter number 2 of the book of Job, I want you to notice verse number 11. He had some friends that came by. Now, these friends that came by are really known as being horrible comforters, is what the Bible says. Job said that you are terrible comforters, miserable comforters, but something takes place when they first see him. Look in verse number 11, Job chapter number 2. We're talking about bearing one of those burdens in the area of grief. Verse number 11 of Job 2. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. And listen to this. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. First of all, we see that they went. Now, verse number 12 says this. And when they had lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. Verse number 12 says they wept. They went to where he was at, made an appointment. They wept. They were so sad over his grief. And then in verse number 13, so they sat down with him upon the ground. Notice this, 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. They not only went, wept, waited. And some of the best things that we can do when somebody is grieving is just going to be with them, weeping with them, and waiting on them. That's the best thing we can do. You know, Job's friends did open their mouths, and they accused him. They should have kept their mouth closed. And so there's a lesson here when it comes to grieving people. Now, God can give us a word to say at a specific time during someone's time of grieving, their devastating loss of whatever it is. But the main thing is simply this. We can bear one of those burdens in the area of grief by just simply waiting on them, weeping with them, being there for them. Job's friends got a bad rap, but they did wait 7 days and 7 nights. They were just torn. They got down to where Job was at, and they cried with him. And that's bearing one another's burdens in the area of grief. You know, someone may have a heavy load, a burden upon them. And, you know, and we're sharing within that burden with them. We're praying for them. We are weeping with them. You know, if there's a need they might need, we go and assist that need. But grief is definitely an area of being a burden bearer. And so we see all this in the life of Job and his friends. Back to our verses in Galatians. He says in verse number 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In verse 1, we see the burden of having a fault, and we're to help those who have had faults and overtaken by life, or to get in there with them and share with their burden. And then the area of grief, that was just a separate little separate study of Job, but we do see that principle there that Job was hurting. And his friends were there. They went, they wept, and they waited. And so that is the area of the burdens that we share. But I want you to notice in verse number 5, not only there's burdens you share, but in verse number 5, there's burdens you must bear. What's the difference? Well, these burdens we cannot share in verse number 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now, the word burden here, again, word study. The word burden here is different from the word burdens in verse number 2. The word burden in verse number 5, it means load, but it also means freight. Load or freight. And this word burden here is through the idea of a ship's cargo. Just listen and follow along if you can through this imagery here. You have a ship. I'm thinking about in Mississippi, when I used to live in Mississippi, Pascagoula, Mississippi, that crazy squirrel, never caught him, you know, sleepy little town of Pascagoula. But there was a place called The Point, right down, you follow the seawall all the way down to The Point, and these ships, this shipyard, Ingalls Shipyard, to come and go. Dad used to work for the shipyard. In fact, he got asbestos back in the day, and, you know, congestive heart failure now, and breathing problems now. But those ships, they would have cargo strapped to them. That cargo was part of that ship. I mean, that cargo wasn't leaving that ship. It was part of that ship, at least to have made it to its destination. But that cargo was part of the ship. Can you see the ship, you know, sailing? And you see all the, I look at it like big containers, metal containers, you know, yellow and blue and red with ropes and chains attached to it. It is all part of that ship. There's no way it can leave that ship. It's part of it. And Paul says that there's not only burdens that we can share, but there's burdens that we bear, that only we can bear. And it's also through the idea of a mother who has the babe in the womb. It's part of her. You know, there's people to try to help. There's people that's there to try to assist. But only that mother knows what she's feeling. Only that mother knows the pain and the sleepless nights and the nausea in the morning time. Only that mother. It's part of her. And you see, the same way that the mother feels that way in the ship with a cargo attached to it, that's the same way with us. We have some things that we'll share, but there's other things only God knows about. It's with us. It's there to stay a while. Someone said one time, kind of funny, they said, every tub must sit on its bottom. Every tub must sit on its own bottom. Every tub has a bottom, and it's going to sit there. It ain't going nowhere. And all of us in life, listen, this kind of load is impossible to share because it's with us. I don't know. It may have been something, you know, early in life that you've experienced, I've experienced. It just may be something that's there, and it may be something that's going to take a while. These are the burdens that we only can bear. I think about suffering physically. These kind of burdens only you can bear. You know, Brother Ed, he's in the hospital. He's recovering. He's trying to get better. Had a stroke. No doubt Mary Ann, you know, she's encouraged one moment. She's discouraged the next. You know, she's trying to help, but only she can't take that from Brother Ed. She can't give his speech back. You know, that's a burden that only Brother Ed is bearing right now. And so he, you know, as much as Mary Ann tries to share in with that burden, and he, you know, he needs help, but yet this is something that is only bothering him. This is something that he has to go through. You know, like the old saying, you know, when you look at your loved one and say, honey, you know, wife, husband, daughter, son, I know you're sick and I know you have a fever. I know you got to go into surgery. And if I could just take this from you, I would. And there are people probably even in this room that you have loved ones that know of your situation, that they would take it if they could. But only you can bear that burden. And because it is a burden that sometimes in life only we ourselves can bear. And so Paul says, for every man shall bear his own burden. You know, think about physical suffering in this instant. The ship with the cargo, the woman who's in labor, she is the one bearing it. The ship is the one bearing it. It's not going nowhere. And so we see in life there's burdens you must bear. There's burdens to be shared. But then lastly, there are burdens you can neither bear nor share. Now, what does that mean? Psalm 38, verse number 4. Psalm 38, verse number 4. There are burdens you can neither bear nor share. And this is a whole new category. In Psalm 38, 4, David says this, for mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Sin is the subject that we cannot bear nor share, especially someone who's not saved, who needs to get saved. Man can't do nothing for that individual. It's a burden that they cannot bear for them. It cannot be shared. The individual can't pay for their own sin. They must come to Jesus. And David says here that for mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. But not only that, again, those who are in situations where their sin or their setback, their problem is going over their head, doesn't have to be necessarily sin, but it's something that you cannot share, but you cannot bear. Only God can take care of this. Only God. Now, we're in Psalm 55, 22. I want you to notice something else. Psalm 55, 22. It just drives me crazy, the people that calls me when I'm preaching. And people know I'm preaching. Okay, Psalm number 55, verse number 22 says this, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." And we're talking about there are burdens that you can neither bear nor share, something so deep, something so heavy. We know that the actual topic of sin, meaning our salvation, man can't purchase that for us. We can't take care of it. Only God can. Matthew 8 talks about, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." That's the rest of salvation. And then it says, "Take upon you my yoke." It talks about learning of me, how I'm meek and lowly. That's service. And so only God can take care of that restless soul for salvation. But then in this verse, we see situations beyond us we cannot bear nor share. He says, the word burden here, it means lot. It actually means lot or gift. And the idea is it's something that was providentially out of your control handed down to you. It was your lot. Something that fell in your lap. He says, "Cast thy burden, cast thy lot, cast thy gift upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." And the word "moved" here means to decay. And also another word, the word "cast," it means to throw away. And so literally what he's saying here, he's saying that through providence, through God's supervision, however it came, there was a burden that landed in your lap. Through his supervision. I don't know how the burden came. I don't know if, you know, however, whenever it came, it was under his supervision, under his providence. He could have intervened, but he didn't. There is this lot, there's this heavy burden, a gift, a lot. It was cast, it was laid in your lap. And the Bible promises us here that we will not decay if we throw it away. In other words, if God has providentially allowed something to happen in our lives, I think about Paul and the thorn in the flesh. There was a reason why Paul was given that thorn. So he wouldn't rise in pride and all of that. You know, he's seen heaven but couldn't talk about it. You know, seen heaven, couldn't talk about it. And let me say this, that if Paul couldn't talk about heaven, I don't believe anybody could. I don't believe anybody can. Paul couldn't talk about it. Nobody can talk about it. And that's what I believe. But it's through that same idea, that Paul was given a thorn. It was to buffet him, a messenger for Satan. And Paul, he prayed three times, "Lord, that the thing would depart from him." And finally God said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for you." And Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul knew it was painful. It was a thorn of some kind through the messenger of Satan. But Paul knew that it beat him up so bad, but it positioned him in a place where the power of God was all. I mean, Paul relied on God for everything at that point. He couldn't do nothing because of this thorn. I mean, some kind of infirmity, something with his eyesight, some say. No matter what it is, because of this thorn, Paul totally relied on God for it. And so the writer here, the psalmist, is saying, whatever has fallen, whatever lot has fell in your lap, give it back to God. He will not suffer you to be moved. His grace is sufficient. This is a sister verse, I believe. I mean, it just goes right in hand with Paul in his thorn. So there are burdens you can neither bear nor share. Only God can take care of. Sometimes there are burdens that come into our life through situations that are beyond our control. They just come and they just happen. We didn't want it to happen, but it did. These are burdens you can neither bear nor share. But at the same time, as we mentioned a moment ago, there's burdens you can share. Faults in life, times of grief and struggle. You know, you can share those with your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what the Bible says back in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, "Bear ye one another's burdens." And then, of course, in verse number 5, there's the burdens that we can were to bear. Cannot share them. The hurt is too deep. The pain is too deep. They're attached to us. We just have to live them out. Although loved ones want to jump in and turn things around, they can't because it's a personal burden. Then there's the shareable burdens, and then there are those you cannot share nor bear. You just have to give it to God. And let me just say, we're to give all of these to God anyway. And again, the topic tonight, burdens. So I hope you got something from God's Word. Heavenly Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Lord, just a simple lesson tonight on burdens and how that we're to bear each other's burdens. And Lord, there's sometimes those intimate burdens that we cannot share. But Lord, we're reminded that the ones we share, the ones we bear, every burden is to be brought to you. As the song says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Help us do that tonight, Lord. Whatever it is that may be problematic in our life, whatever it is, whether it was under your supervision and you allowed it, whatever's heavy on us tonight, Lord, help us just take it to you. Help us come aside one another and be a blessing and a help during the times of our heaviness. We love you. We thank you for your church. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, anybody have anything to mention? We got done a couple minutes early.